Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton with another week's worth of inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. It's called Whirlwind Missions. They are equipping and connecting churches to apartment complexes.
I'm John Graham, and she started acting at age 4, and now, 14 years later, she's on one of NBC's hottest shows. Gatlin Green joins us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we talk with a ministry leader who helps women find a new start in life, training them spiritually and for employment.
I'm Myrna Brown. This new singer-songwriter now has 4 GMA Canada Covenant Awards, the mission trip that started it all.
Also today, we get an update about disaster relief ministry in South Carolina on our Missionary Moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Here's a ministry that helps their community by setting up free after-school programs and English classes at apartment complexes. Let's go to Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke for this story.
Did you know that there are people living right down the street from you who have never heard about Jesus? They are the refugees and immigrants living in apartment complexes. Whirlwind Missions in the International Village just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, are equipping and connecting the church to apartment complexes in order to spread the good news of Jesus. Tim Cummins is a Mission Service Corps missionary with the North American Mission Board, and he helped start Whirlwind Missions. And he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Man, it is great to hear you.
Tell us about the people who you all are ministering to.
Well, here in Atlanta, it's a very unusual situation. I'm a missionary kid. I've grown up all over the world, but I've never seen anything like the International Village here in Atlanta. We have over 145 different countries represented in our piece of pie there in that like 5-mile area in northeast Atlanta.
Wow.
Over 761 people groups. 95% of the unreached people groups worldwide, we have representatives here of Atlanta, Georgia. So my friends can go on an overseas mission trip and only have to go as far as Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, wow. And how does Whirlwind Missions help to build community and ultimately share Christ?
Well, our big goal is mobilizing the church, Juliana. Even though we are your missionaries and we're doing the very best we cannot do this by ourselves. Let me give you one example. I have a church that I've worked with for nearly 20 years now. Westside Baptist Church of Seville. He does basketball evangelism, and they brought a team just recently, and they came over there and were showing how to dribble and how to do shots and stuff, and then did a wonderful presentation of the gospel with their team. And we had 23 of our children get saved that night. Father also said, I trusted Jesus. But what really got me was 5 of those kids were from Bangladesh. You come from a Muslim background, Juliana.
Wow.
So one church that says, listen, we've got some skills in basketball. Mm. Come in and take the church to the people, can lead people to Jesus. It's a great partnership, and it's very exciting to see changes like that happen.
Mm-hmm. And you said Westside Baptist Church is involved. How many other churches are involved in ministry?
We have about 22 different apartment complexes where we have ongoing work. So normally our focus is on English as a second language and after school programs. So we mainly focus on building those relationships through education. And I have at least 20 churches around the Metroplex that are helping at least once a week to take the church to the people. So it's very exciting to see the church getting involved.
Mm-hmm. And you're helping to equip and connect churches to apartment complexes.
That's exactly right. A church will call me and say, hey, Tim, we've seen a lot of these immigrants in our area. Could you come help us? So I'll go and I'll talk to the managers in that area and say, listen, I've got some good news. Got a church here wants to give back to the community. Say, yeah, they want to come over here and help your children with their homework or just come over and do a block party. I never back off on the gospel. We'll tell a Bible story. And I always tell them that word. And I said, this is to keep your children on the right path. But you know that there's a right and a wrong, and the children need to do the right thing so they're not tearing up your place or stealing all your stuff. And the manager just looks at me and shakes her head and says, yeah, that's right. We need that.
Mm-hmm.
So they come over there and do a very simple Bible story with the kids, give an opportunity to pray, to receive Christ. And every year we have about 150 to 200 parents and children give mm-hmm. their lives to Jesus. In particular, because of these teams that come in and help us, mm-hmm. and volunteers like your listeners right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it takes the body of Christ coming together to share and help.
Absolutely, because some of the volunteers may be interested in nutrition for small children. And we'll say, well, listen, we can come over there and we'll hand out some flyers and have the mamas come so that you can talk about the importance of prenatal vitamins. Or you might have some guys like Westside that happen to be really skilled in basketball. But we got soccer players, choirs that come and sing. It's just mainly just enforcing about how much God loves these people here and that we love them too. Because a lot of times that's the first Christians that any of these people have ever met.
And if someone is listening would like to get more information on Whirlwind Missions, how would they go about doing so?
Just go onto your browser and look up whirlwindmissions.org. We'd love to get you involved.
We've been speaking with Tim Cummins with Whirlwind Missions. Tim, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today and sharing how the Lord is using this ministry in a mighty way.
Amen. Full speed ahead.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
Phyllis, we need to talk.
What is it now, Jack?
We've been married for, what, 48 years?
Yes, Jack.
And we have, what, 7 grandchildren?
You know we do, Jack.
And we've been through a lot together.
What's up, Jack?
Well, I just want to know.
Yes?
Will there ever come a day where I beat you at chess?
I don't think so, Jack. Checkmate!
Again?
Isn't life amazing? Savor every moment. This message brought to you by Southern Baptists.
Thank you for listening and being a friend each week to Life with Purpose Radio. Actress Gatlin Green takes a few minutes to talk about her acting career and her faith journey with John Graham on today's Culture Connection.
Our guest today booked her first paid acting job at age 4, and you may have met her on the Disney Channel as Samantha on Liv and Maddie, and now at the ripe age of 18 has scored a lead role on NBC's Heroes Reborn. She's with us today on the Culture Connection to talk about it. Gatlin Green, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It is a joy and exciting to hear about all that's going on in your career. You've got some pretty cool faith journey story in your backstory. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that before we get into the show?
So I grew up in a Christian home and going to church and all of that. My mom actually toured with a Christian group called Sierra back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So I grew up on the road with her, and that was a part of my life and my family and our foundation. Yeah, when I was 7 years old, that's when I made the decision to have Jesus come into my life and be in my heart. And, I recognized him as my Lord and Savior. And from then on, it's just, been awesome to see how he's moved in my life and in my family's life. We adopted a sibling set of 3 from Ethiopia almost five years ago now. And, I mean, God's hand was definitely in that. And faith is a huge, big deal for my life, and I love it.
And what a platform that God has put you on now as lead role, or one of the lead roles, in Heroes Reborn. Tell me what that was
absolutely.
To find that news out.
Yeah, it was insane. I mean, when I first got the audition, I was actually super sick at the time and had to miss it, and I couldn't make it, and I was so bummed because I knew what a big show Heroes was, and like the cult following that they had with such dedicated fans, But actually, a few days later, I got the call from my agents and manager saying, okay, Gatlin, they'd really like to see you. They've rescheduled. You have another appointment. And so I was like, yes, awesome. I was able to make it to that audition. 5 minutes before I was walking on stage to sing with my brother at the House of Blues, we got the call that I booked the show. And it was all I could do not to just, break down and start bawling tears
That's
of joy
That's
as I was
great.
Walking on stage. Super exciting.
That is great, Gatlin. What a cool thing. Tell me a little bit about the character Emily.
So I would say she's just kind of like a sweet girl next door type, just a young girl in high school, trying to make the most and the best of her high school career and life in general. And then she meets Tommy, who is played by Robbie Kay, and Tommy has a special ability. But Emily is the type where I think she's a popular girl at school, but not your traditional TV popular girl. She's super sweet, and I think she takes notice of Tommy being the new kid at school and kind of sees him, maybe he's kind of an underdog, and she wants to come alongside him and be his friend and welcome him and try to make things as easy as possible coming into a new school, because she knows that that's probably not easy. And you see a different side of Emily where she's super compassionate.
That's great. And what a cool thing to be able to go in there and play and an awesome show. And we hear stories a lot about folks that really fall into some rough spots in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. As a girl of faith, what's that like for you? I mean, how does that work into what you do in the entertainment industry?
Well, yeah. I mean, as a person of faith and as a young girl who loves Jesus, and that's the main goal, is to, you know, represent Christ in everything that I do. And I think what an awesome thing that my parents have instilled in me and my siblings is that we want to be a light in the darkness. So when things are dark, when things are gritty and intense and uncomfortable sometimes, I think to have family members and friends that hold you accountable and encourage you when things are like that is a super important deal. And thankfully, I have a really great group of friends, and my family has been a rock foundation for me.
How cool to tune into NBC and see a sister in Christ there doing what she does. So you have our prayers, and we're so excited. How can folks stay in touch with you, social media and stuff like that?
Well, first off, thank you. That means so much to me, and it's really, really sweet that you would be praying for me and all of that. That's really, really lovely. I have Twitter, which is at Gatlin Green. I have Instagram, which is at Gatlin K Green, just the letter K, Green. And then Facebook page. I've got a Facebook page, which is just Gatlin Green. And that's pretty much my social media.
Awesome. Well, we will. I want to encourage our listeners to reach out to you and let you know how much we believe in you and praying for you, and can't wait to see you do your thing on Heroes Reborn.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Her name is Gatlin Green, and she's on Heroes Reborn on NBC, and you better check it out. Until next time, I'm John Graham, bringing you the Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we present weekly stories of people living their lives of purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope, as you hear the stories, that they encourage you to live your life with purpose. If you would take just a moment and contact us, our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio. And you can send us your comments, questions, and story suggestions. Or go to facebook.com/LWP Radio. Or you can follow us on Twitter @LWP Radio. We hope to hear from you this week. And by the way, our free book offer is still available. It's The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church, by best-selling author Steve Parr. And you can get it free by going to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Let me give you that address one more time, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Just a small way of saying thanks for being a listener. Well, our stories await, so Myrna, tell us more.
Thanks, Rod. This new singer-songwriter now has 4 GMA Canada Covenant Awards. The mission trip that started it all.
Thank you, Myrna. Also yet to come is an update on our disaster relief ministry for the folks in South Carolina. And that's on our missionary moment. But first, Ron Lawson is in the Life with Purpose Radio studio with a story of Life Song Ministry and the Christian Women's Job Corps.
Thanks, Rod. The essential message of Matthew chapter 25 is a challenge to help people with their physical and spiritual needs. Sometimes the help needed is training for a good job. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a ministry leader whom God called to help women improve their lives, receive spiritual support, and find work to support their families. Let's listen.
I'm pleased to be on the phone today with Jenny Flowers, who is the ministry coordinator with Life Song Ministries in Griffin, Georgia. And a primary effort through Life Song Ministries is the Christian Women's Job Corps there in Griffin. Jenny, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Well, I appreciate so much you having me today.
Jenny, we know that many families are in great need in our state and across the nation for food and finances and health care and ongoing needs. Jobs are really hard to find. I wonder if you would tell our listeners about Life Song Ministries and the Christian Women's Job Corps. What is it, and what are the goals of this effort?
Well, Life Song Ministries was started in 2007. A small group of women met at a Chick-fil-A in Griffin, and we talked about the needs facing the women of Griffin and Spalding County. And it was later that we heard about the Christian Women's Job Corps and how we were able to put the vision that God had given us into the parameters that the Christian Women Job Corps uses. And our vision statement is women who are ready to make a change but lack the resources to do so. And so that's what we want to be able to do. We want to help equip these women. And the CWJC has many, many resources we can use. It's a template
so to speak, for you to be able to get your ministry up and going, and not to mention the training that you're able to receive. And just Friday afternoon, I came home with our site coordinator from the CWC National Convention at the WMU headquarters in Birmingham. There's another thing, Dr. White, that is first and foremost with all Christian Women's Job Corps, and that is planting seeds with every woman who walks through the door. Whether they ever attend a class or they ever graduate a class, we want them to know that they are loved and that God loves them and has a plan for their life and that they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's first and foremost our most important goal.
Well, that's outstanding. I wonder if you might just communicate with us something of the situation that you're seeing among women there in Griffin that you're reaching through this ministry.
Well, most of our women we find are single mothers that are trying to find a better life for themselves and their children. And a lot are victims of abuse and economic hardship and need better life and job skills. And we want them to know that they have a safe place with us, that we pray with them, we cry with them, we rejoice in their accomplishments with them.
Well, I know that that personal touch means so much to them. It's a real ministry. I wonder if you could share a specific story maybe about a woman that you've been able to help and how her life has been changed through this ministry.
Well, I have been working at our church clothes closet. I worked on Mondays and Wednesday mornings. God had already carved out me to be disciplined for that time, and it happened at the same time that our classes were going on. So in 2010, I actually started working day-to-day in our classes, and a young woman came in there. She had been a convicted felon, so that was 5 years ago, and just within this last month, she has received her CDL license, and she is in training now. She's out on the road right now. She's becoming a truck driver, and we are so proud of her that she never gave up, that she allowed us to come alongside of her and walk with her in this journey. We stayed with her for 5 years, and she, you know, stayed connected to us. She had accepted Christ during that five-year period, and we were able to go to her baptism when she joined her church, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Oh, that's outstanding. I'm trying to get a little grasp of how many ladies are involved in this wonderful ministry. What has been the response in the Griffin area, Jenny?
Well, we are able just to have 12 women at a time come to our classes because we offer a computer class, and that's as many computers as we have. So we have had as many as 13 come in, and we had to double up on a computer one time. But generally, we have about 8 women that come into our classes each time. We offer 2 sessions a year in the spring and in the fall, so we offer, you know, a variety of classes.
Well, I think that's outstanding, and I'm thinking that there are other communities like Griffin across Georgia and other places where they would like to become involved in Christian Women's Job Corps as well. Could you communicate to our listening audience how they might find out more about Christian Women's Job Corps?
I would be glad to. What is so wonderful is each Christian Women's Job Corps site is different. You can be different, but there are 8 key elements that are the same in every job corps, no matter where you go around the nation. And those 8 key elements are certified site coordinator, an advisory council, a needs assessment, networking, covenants, evaluation, mentors, and Bible study. And so if sometimes it's overwhelming when you feel the need and you want to obey what God's telling you to do. It's like, well, where do I start? Where do I begin? And our state offices have a wonderful staff in place that will be willing to answer questions and help you along this journey. Contact the state offices. You can Google CWJC on your computer, and there are people that are in place now that would be more than willing to help. We have 6 sites right now in Georgia that are up and running, and they are in Monroe, Tifton, Griffin, Columbus, Blackshear, and Southwest Atlanta. So I imagine any of those sites would be open if anyone wanted to come and visit the site.
Thank you so much, Jenny. That's great information. I've been talking with Jenny Flowers, who's ministry coordinator with Lifesong Ministries in Griffin, Georgia, a ministry to help women who need job skills and life skills and who also need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Jenny, thank you so much for being so faithful in your own personal ministry, and thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Well, thank you, Dr. White. It's been a pleasure. I hope there's someone out there that feels the need to have a fight. So thank you.
Thank you.
For more information on Christian Women's Job Corps, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Now here's Canadian Christian singer, songwriter, and musician Dan Bremness. He talks about his music and ministry with Life with Purpose Radio's Myrna Brown.
Lord, I want everything, everything you got. love for me. I won't be satisfied till I find the center of your heart.
He was born in a tiny town in British Columbia, started playing the drums as a kid in church. Today, Dan Bremnes is a multi-award-winning singer-songwriter who recently moved to Nashville with his family, ready to live out the purpose God has for him. Dan Bremnes joins us here on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Myrna. How you doing?
Doing well. Glad to have you. So first question, how do you like Nashville?
We love it. It's a beautiful place to be, and it's a little bit warmer than Canada, so no complaints.
That's great. Let's talk about the four awards you recently received at the 36th annual GMA Canada Covenant Awards. Is that our version of the Dove Awards?
Exactly.
So you got Artist of the Year, Male Vocalist of the Year, Pop Contemporary Song, and Recording Song of the Year for your current single, Beautiful. Stay in your seat much that night, did you? Wow.
It was a busy night, and it was, to be honest, I was quite surprised. So I did not have a whole lot of speeches worked out, but I started kind of writing them as I went. It was a fun night.
You're from this little town in Canada, just beautiful, but not necessarily the hot spot, you know, for emerging talent. What happened in your life when you were a teenager that kind of set you on this course that's led to where you are today, Dan?
One of the biggest things is I did a mission trip with Youth with a Mission, and I went to Australia, and we traveled a little bit into Southeast Asia. On that trip, God really started to change my heart and change my intentions for music. Before then, I just kind of wanted to do it for me, and I really started to see the power of music and the power that God can take a song and really touch someone's life.
That all happened on a missions trip.
Yeah, it did. My purpose, my goal became to connect people to God through music.
How old were you?
18. I just graduated high school.
And then there was another pivotal time in your life, tremendous heartache.
It would have been just a few years after that, actually. I was traveling at the time. I was out of the country, and I got a really difficult phone call, found out that my mom had lost her life in a car accident. It was definitely a stormy season to walk through, but God was very faithful, and he really, I think, showed himself to be good through it all.
We talked about the single Beautiful. Tell us a little bit more about that song and you know, your latest project.
That song kind of relates to everything we've been talking about, because when I got home from that missions trip, I actually remember sitting down in my couch in my basement and just sitting there and singing and kind of praying, and that song just came out of a prayer, to be honest, and that was just kind of my prayer to God, like, you know, God, I want everything that you've got for me. I won't be satisfied till I find your heart. And that's the lyrics of the verse in the chorus that says, you changed me from what I used to be, you opened my eyes, now I can see that you're making this life so beautiful.
And you changed me from what I used to be. In my eyes, now I can see you're making this life so beautiful.
Really, that song was just an overflow of what was happening in my heart, that God had changed me, had made me into a new person, into a new creation, and that's really where the song came from.
Well, you are a worship leader. There are a lot of worship leaders listening right now, present company included. And what would you say to encourage us?
I would just encourage them and tell them to keep doing what they're doing, because it counts. You know, whether you're singing for one person or 1,000 people or whatever. And I've had many scenarios where, you know, I'm just playing in front of a few people, but then you hear and you see the impact that God is having in their lives. And I just think it's the biggest gift that we have is to take what God has given us, the giftings He's given us, and to use them for Him to bless other people. And as long as you're doing that, then you really are accomplishing the most important thing in life, just to give glory to God.
We talked about that mission trip that you took as a teenager. When's the next one?
I feel like my life has turned into a mission trip because I'm always on the road now.
Yeah.
And always going and traveling and doing music. Sometimes it's in Canada, sometimes in the States. We'll be going to New Zealand and Australia this January. Life is kind of just a big, long missions road trip.
As it should be. As it should be.
Right.
Dan Bremness, thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you so much for doing the interview, and thanks for everything that you guys do. It's changing lives, I know it.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment updates our disaster relief ministry in South Carolina on Life with Purpose Radio.
Woke up one morning, and then, oh my God, the water was so high, the people that didn't leave, they was trying to get them out on a boat. It's a mess. Stuff is everywhere, but the flip side of that, you know, all this stuff is just material stuff, and that we can get material stuff back. And I begin to think about the spiritual side of it, and I thank the crews from Southern Baptist, because when those guys came in, I mean, there was knock on the door, can we do this, do you need this? It was, the help was just tremendously. It was nobody but God. You could only see the love of God in all this. The help was tremendous.
I didn't really know what I would be doing when I decided to come on this trip. I just wanted to do something to help, and I didn't know if I was just going to be in the way or if I was going to be able to help at all, but I mean, there are things that I was able to do. Even if I wasn't able to, you know, like lift all of the heavy furniture out, I could pull nails out of the wall, and I was still making a difference.
When I first came in the neighborhood the first day and saw all that water, my thinking was, this neighborhood is going to never be the same again. And I still will say that it's never will be the same again, but I think it's going to be better. Because the love of God has been, this week has been shown. And there's nobody that can be in this neighborhood and could not have felt the presence of God here. So I think it will be different, but better.
For more information about SBC Disaster Relief Ministry, head to gbcdisasterrelief.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Whirlwind Missions, The Faith Journey of Gatlin Green, Life Song Ministry, Dan Bremness, and Disaster Relief in South Carolina. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.